Well, there are multiple strands to what they've recommended, but the two key things to remember are that, first of all, they want to pass a largely symbolic, non-binding parliamentary resolution sometime before the summer, which is a kind of quite a new mechanism in France, which would state that France says no to the burqa, which is written in the report. Then the next step would be to make legal changes to the way that France caters for women who choose to cover their faces with the full veil. And the way that they want to do this is by saying that under the principle of laïcité, of France's secular approach, these women should not be allowed into public facilities, and they wouldn't be allowed public services once they're in there. So we're talking about hospitals, the entrances of schools, because of course educational facilities are already off bounds for women who even wear headscarves. So the entrances of schools, public transport, post offices, any kind of realm of the state. So it's quite far ranging, but it's not a full ban, which is what a lot of people wanted.
There are 5 million Muslims in France, but according to the French Interior Ministry, there are fewer than 2,000 women wearing the full veil. So why is so much time and energy being spent on this?
Well, that's the question being asked by many people. It is indeed a minority practice. There are far fewer women who wear full veils than in Britain, for example. One of the things to realise is that we come at this at a completely different point of view from the French. So while it may seem very shocking for many people in Britain that the French are pursuing what seems like such a minority kind of activity, and we have to remember that those figures are in themselves a complete approximation. We don't really have much of an idea of how many people there are. But the main reason is that it is so stark for French people to have such an obvious statement of religion. It's just not something that they are particularly comfortable with. But then again, there are many people who feel that in the France of Nicolas Sarkozy, Muslims are being stigmatized. And that is a source of great concern, especially as Sarkozy embarks and continues on a debate about national identity, which many people feel has descended into a kind of rabble-rousing argument, which is focused on Muslims.